Yeah, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're glad you're here. We hope you stick around for the full hour. We've got a lot of great sounds lined up for you. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to start off this hour with a group led by alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. And this is from a Verve LP entitled The Big Sound. Johnny, of course, was a member of the Duke Ellington Orchestra for many years. And here he's featured with the full orchestra without the Duke. Instead, we'll have Billy Strayhorn at the piano and Johnny on alto sax. And the only other soloist we'll hear is a few licks by Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. And they're going to do a tune written by Johnny entitled Gone and Crazy. Gone and Crazy, a tune written by Johnny Hodges, and featuring Johnny there on alto sax, backed by the full Duke Ellington Orchestra with Billy Strayhorn sitting in for the Duke. And that was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled The Big Sound.
This second hour we're going to continue to highlight the saxophone artistry of tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins. And on this particular CD, which was burned from an LP, we have Coleman Hawkins joining up with another giant of the tenor sax, Ben Webster. And appropriately enough, the LP was called Hawkins Encounters Webster, cut in October 1957 on the Verve label, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio Oscar, of course, on piano, Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and then they added to the trio with Alvin Stoller on drums. And this is an intriguing ballad where Hawkins encounters Webster. Let's listen to La Rosita.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard two giants of the tenor sax. Our highlight artist of the week, Coleman Hawkins, along with Ben Webster on tenor sax. It was cut on the Verve label in October of 57, called La Rosita, with the Oscar Peterson Trio plus Alvin Stoller on drums backing them up.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by trombonist Julian Priester. It's from a Riverside LP entitled Keep Swingin'. It features Julian on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And they're going to do a Michael Edwards Bud Green tune entitled Once in a While. Thank you. was Once in a While, featuring Julian Priester with that big, fat, warm tone on trombone, accompanied by Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Elvin Jones on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Keep Swinging.
Well, next track is our highlight artist, Coleman Hawkins, now teamed up with another great tenor sax man, Eddie Lockjaw Davis. This is from a Prestige album called Nighthawk that was cut in December of 1960 on a Prestige label. This is a little thing that was written by Lockjaw Davis and a bassist, George DeVivier, and it's called Peddlin'.
Thank you.
That was the tenor tandem of our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, along with tenor sax man Lockjaw Davis, from a Nighthawk Prestige LP that was burned to a CD, cut in December of 64, and included in that rhythm section backing up Coleman and Lockjaw was Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. That was cut in Englewood, New Jersey, December of 1960.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by guitarist Kenny Burrell. This is from a Verve LP entitled A Generation Ago Today, and features Kenny on guitar, Phil Woods on alto sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. This tune was written by Jimmy Campbell, Red Carney, and Ted Shapiro, and it's entitled If I Had You. Featuring Kenny Burrell on guitar, Phil Woods on alto sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. It was from a Verve LP released in 1967 entitled A Generation Ago Today.
Next up is a virtual tenor sax-orama. This is an interesting album cut on the Prestige label called Very Saxy. And we got Coleman Hawkins, our highlight artist, back with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, who we just heard previously on that Nighthawk LP. But along with Coleman and Lockjaw, we've got Arnett Cobb and Buddy Tate on tenor sax, along with Shirley Scott on organ, George DeVivier on bass, and Arthur Edgehill. So this is an all-star tenor sax aggregation. We call it a tenor sax choir. And appropriately, they play Lester Young's classic, Lester Leaps In. Yes, that was our highlight artist, tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins, with three other tenor sax men of note, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Arnett Cobb, and Buddy Tate, backed up by a swinging rhythm section of Shirley Scott on organ, George DeVivier on bass, Arthur Edgehill on drums. That was cut on a Prestige label in Hackensack, New Jersey, in April of 59, and that was Lester Young's classic composition, Lester Leaps In.
Well, it might be a little bit hard to follow, but I'll give it a try. We're going to hear next from a group led by Kenny DeVern and Flip Phillips, and it's from a Chiaroscuro LP entitled John and Joe, which is a reference to these gentlemen's given first names. Features Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Kenny DeVern on C melody sax, Dave McKenna on piano, George DeVivier again on bass, Bobby Rosengarten on drums. This piece was written by Richard Wagner for his opera Lohengrin. And so, Richard, if you're listening, hang on tight. Here's Elsa's Dream. Thank you. Elsa's Dream, originally a creation of Richard Wagner for his opera Lohengrin, featured Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Kenny DeVerne on a C melody sax sounding an awful lot like a soprano sax, Dave McKenna for a great solo on piano, George DeVivier working his digits to the bone there, and Bobby Rosengarten on drums. That was from a Charles Kiro LP released in 1977 entitled John and Joe.
Now we find Coleman Hawkins in the Prestige studio, where he cut an album on the Prestige Moodsville series called The Hawk Relaxes. And title of the album is self-explanatory. A lot of nice, easy things by The Hawk. And then he's backed up by Ronell Bright on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Andrew Cirilli on drums. This is a thing that was done in the 30s by Louis Armstrong, and then it's reprised here by The Hawk, Just a Gigolo.
Thank you.
was our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax Ben Cohen Hawkins from his Prestige Moodsville LP, of course burned to a CD called The Hawk Relaxes, a gorgeous ballad rendition of Just a Gigolo, and you heard some, also heard some fine guitar work there by Kenny Burrell.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we hope you'll give you serious consideration to joining us next week. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up the show tonight with a group led by trumpeter Lee Morgan. It's from a Blue Note LP entitled Cornbread, and it features Lee on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And it's a tune written by Lee Morgan entitled Ciora. Thank you.